Greeting, saints of God. It gets intriguing as we move into why God's love must work. In the last segment, we talk about the fact that God's love completes us. That God's love is a cement for concrete fellowship, the cement or binder for concrete fellowship. And we also spoke to the issue that it is viewed as significant to a believer's lifestyle. And we began to look at the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And we read in the last segment, verses 1 to 3. But verse 4 is important. It says, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not, don't carry a grudge. Charity vaunteth not itself, not proudful of pride or self-pride. Not puffed up, not easily provoked. Doth not behave itself unseemly, know how to react, to respond to different situations. When we have the love of God, our reaction will not be the reaction that the world expects, but the reaction that glorifies God. This is not the easier way at all for humans. It is the way of the Lord, a way that believers must begin to adapt, and work with. Bless the name of the Lord. Charity suffereth long. We must persevere. Charity is kind. Show kindness at all times. Not withdrawing our services because people treat us badly. Still show and demonstrate kindness even to the most unfavorable situation and some persons that are unlovable. We still have to respond in love, not anger. Oh, Jesus. Oftentimes we fail in that department when our ego is crushed, when our pride is crushed. We take it to many levels, but never to the level of love. Rarely to the level of love. But when we take our crushed pride, our crushed ego, guided by the level of love, then our response will be far greater and different than what is expected or anticipated of men. Paul says here, it does not envy. So we are not envious of what others have. We can appreciate God's blessing on our brothers and sisters. And believe me, it's not easy. It's easy to envy persons when you think you should have what they have. But each man God give according to their faith in him, according to their journey with God. We should never want to quit. Bless God and believe that we should have what others have, because God deals with us as children in different ways. One thing is certain though, he's not partial. Whatever we ask according to faith, we can have it if it's according to God's will for our lives. So Paul says, it does not vaunt itself. And so we have to be very careful that we don't get too proudful or prideful in our activity. We're boastful. We're bragging, braggadocious in our nature and attitude. Love doesn't cause us to be braggadocious or to be those who are boastful about our accumulations. Love allows us to use our accumulation to bless, to strengthen, to encourage, to uplift others. Not to show off on them, but to help others as God bless us. Bible says, freely receive, freely give. In fact, the scripture says, much more blessed to give than to receive. So whatever God has allowed us to accumulate is not for us, so much so as it is for others. It is to give, to use for the glory of God. We are the stewards of God's blessing, and we must be good stewards in our resources that God give us, so we can bless the body of Christ and help others who are in need. That's our responsibility as God's people. Bless the name of Jesus. Also, it tells us here, not puffed up. You know, sometimes people get easily crushed and easily angered and easily steamed up. Anger rises fast. Temperament issues. The love of God teaches how to control ourselves. Self-control, temperance is important. It teaches us how to manage ourselves. Self-management is a very important part of the believer's life. We learn how to manage ourselves very well. We should learn how to manage ourselves. And by the help of the Holy Spirit, to keep the flesh under subjection so the Spirit of God can manifest in us and dominate in our lives. He is a gentle force in our lives. He will not take over except we invite the Holy Spirit to take control. Then he will do what he needs to do to help us as believers in our walk with Christ. Love must work, but it must work when we submit to the will of God and allow his love to dominate. We'll continue on this in the next segment. God bless you.